This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Yes, I am, and I have no problem with either. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot to get involved in the conversation. Give me your email address. I'll send you an email once a lousy week. That's it. I send one out a week. I let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. Okay, it's not brain surgery, people. It's actually quite easy. So, anyhow, look, I don't know how the rest of you feel about this, but I'm infuriated that Obama seems to be the only world leader that can't call it radical Islam. Okay, but he is all-knowing, all-seeing. He is the smartest guy on the face of the planet, at least in his mind. You know the old saying, he's a legend in his own mind. He knows better than everybody else. He knows better than lifelong, war heroes. He knows better than the economists. He knows better than the jobs market people. I mean, he knows better than everybody. Which is why we missed the mark last week. Funny how the news is keeping all that down, huh? Was it last week or the week before? We had 38,000 jobs. Right? Created. And he's always talking about, you know, I'm not going to go off. I'm just going to stay with the story. So he unleashes on the GOP at his speech over the use of the term radical Islam. And again, he knows better than every other world leader on the planet. People who are full of themselves like this, people who know more than everybody else in their mind, they're dangerous people. Yeah, I said it. President or not, he's still a person. He's still a human being. And just because people, listen, I have respect for the office. Just because people voted him in doesn't mean he's the best guy for the job. He's the guy that people chose. Let's just be clear about that. After years of brushing off criticism for avoiding the term radical Islam, President Obama fired point blank broadside Tuesday at his critics, calling the debate a political distraction. Yeah, no different than your gun control debate, right, Mr. President? I still have yet to have one Democrat, one liberal, tell me, send me an email, tell me exactly what law, other than some of you loons who send me an email and say, we should just do away with, get rid of guns altogether in the country. Shut down the manufacturers. Yeah, because that'll fix it. That'll make it right. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, back. See, I'll go nuts with this. Speaking from the White House during what was expected to be an update for the public on the fight against Islamic State, Obama turned it into a political speech. And he's talking about politicizing, yet he does it. He led to his critics, specifically presumptive GOP president nominee Donald Trumpster. Their criticism has mounted in the wake of the Orlando terror attack, which Obama declined publicly to link to radical Islam. Calling a threat by a different name does not make it go away. There's no magic to the phrase radical Islam, Obama countered Tuesday. No, you know what it does, Mr. Oblamo? It separates them from the other Muslims. It separates them from the other believers. From the religion of love that you keep talking about. You must believe it all to be the same if you won't make a distinction. You are the one that are making it so one affects all. If you would call it out what it is, it'd be a whole different animal now, wouldn't it? Trump and the Capitol Hill Republicans swiftly pushed back on the president's remarks. Trump said Obama claims to know our enemy, and yet he continues to prioritize our enemy over our allies. Very true statement. Even over the American people. He's so afraid of offending a religion, the one that he seems to be partial to, that he doesn't care who else he offends or who else he hurts. Senator Bernie Sass of Nebraska said earlier, with all due respect, Mr. President, you're wrong. Telling the truth about violent Islam is a prerequisite to a strategy. Saying that you have a problem helps you fix it. Saying you're an alcoholic helps you take care of the issue, or at least look at the issue. Saying that you're a drug addict helps you at least take care of the issue. If you refuse to call it what it is, you're not going to look where it is for a fix. And you openly admitted you never had a strategy, Mr. President. You said we don't know how to... Oh. You know what I mean? So telling the truth about violent Islam is a prerequisite to a strategy. It's in the commander-in-chief's duty to actually identify our enemies and help the American people understand, right, the challenge of a violent Islam. Right? Of a violent radical group. Obama, though, went on to warn of a slippery slope. In the debate, citing Trump's call for a temporary ban on Muslim immigration. Again, I'd like to add, when Jimmy Carter did this, not one Democrat was upset. Not one. They were okay with it then. But see, this comes out of Republicans' mouths. We can't have that. We can't have anything that'll make a Republican look good. We can't have anything that'll make a Republican look sane or actually might allow a Republican to fix something. Can't have that. Obama said, we don't have religious tests here. Yeah, you never know that by what you're pushing. Obama said, without attacking Trump by name, but answering one of Trump's most frequent accusations, the president said he is reluctant to use the phrase radical Islam, and it has nothing to do with political correctness and everything to do with actually defeating extremism. So by not identifying it, it helps you fix it? Yeah, I must have flunked Logic 101 in school. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. David Fisher joins us from Capital Investments. You're going to love what he has to say. Germany is in a world of hurt. Seriously, we'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, just being involved in a conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. For some of you who hear the bumper music come in, there is no free ride. All right? Let's just get that. The music's nice. The words are wrong. There ain't no free ride. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me. Send me an email. Let me know what it is. Something about the topic, maybe something you don't agree with, something you do agree with. Always, always, always appreciate the time you spend with me. I got one of my favorite guests on the line with me. I always love when he's on the show with me because I do not understand the whole finance thing, or I'd be living in Beverly Hills or something like that. But he's got a solid grasp on what's going on. He's got a solid grasp on minerals, gold, silver, that kind of thing. And he really understands the economy. I don't. See, the way the economy works for me is I go to Target, I spend money, and they tell me that helps everybody. So David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, always a pleasure to have you on.
Guten Tag. Ich spreche dieses Deutsch. Wer spart erst der Doom?
No, hold on. Let me get the translator out for that one.
You said we're going to have fun on your program, so I thought, okay, we're going to really make this fun.
If we lived
in Germany, I probably butchered it really bad, even though I got a little German in me, a lot of German. But that was the headlines last week in Germany, and it, of course, the first part.
They understood it, though, I hope.
Some Germans were going like, he's butchering my homeland language. The interpretation at the beginning, I was just saying I speak German, and but anyway, the title of the article was "Who Saves Is the Fool" in Germany.
Who saves is the fool. So loosely translated, if you're saving your money, you're a fool. Correct.
Exactly.
Wow.
That was the title of an article in one of the most mainstream papers in Germany, online papers.
Wow.
And this came out last week, and this morning it all came to fruition because you said there is no free ride. Well, how about having a ride and paying for it? How about buying a German bond? You're supposed to get an interest rate by buying their debt and then taking away the interest rate and then charging you an interest rate. And that's what happened today. The German bond yield went to negative for the first time in the history of Germany.
And they were supposed to be the strongest economy over there at one point, weren't they?
You're dancing around on my parade now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. You're not doing it.
Well, I got to get out everything I know, which is very little. Take about 3 seconds, and then you can take it from there.
Well, you're exactly right. You're tracking with me. Germany is probably, as well as Switzerland, the most fiscal sound country in their debt structure in the world. They're probably the second largest protective currency, economic environment in the world, and certainly they're the strongest country in the Eurozone, along with Britain, that's thinking about getting out. So next, and that's how this all relates. America still has the, quote, strongest, most safe currency. The German bond is probably the second bond out there, and the U.S. bond, the 10-year note, is paying about 1.6%. But it's at the lowest level since 2012. And a year ago, the German bond 10-year note was slightly under 1%, and now it went to negative today. And this all came on
The bond went to a negative payout?
Yeah. Instead of you getting paid, you're getting charged to hold a government instrument called a German bond. This is why it's shocking. This is why the markets went in turmoil today.
Oh my! And that you have that bond because you've given them money, correct? So they hold your money, they back it up with a bond, and then they charge you to hold your money and have their bond in your hand. A great racket. The mafia used to do something like that, didn't
they? Yeah, he is a fool. That's what they're saying, because
what's
happening, this is all came on the coattails, Joe, of the UK is talking about and progressively moving this direction where they're going to have a vote next week about getting out of the euro. If this happens, then they pass. And the early polls and sentiments are saying they want to leave. In fact, they've been talking about that. And the previous governor of the Bank of England says this is crazy. His name is Mervyn King. He's a former governor of Bank of England, and he's criticizing the European Banking Commission for negative interest rate policy. And he came out just last week, and he said this is crazy. Quote, he says, if you repeatedly bring down interest rates to try to persuade people to spend today rather than tomorrow, in other words, save, it works for a while, but they become increasingly resistant, I talk for a living, and being able to spend their resources now rather than save for the future, end quote. King suggests gold is the solution. So what he's saying is this guy doesn't have a gold company like me or anything, but he understands the monetary system because he was the former Bank of England, the governor. And he's saying what the euro is doing is crazy, and he believes that they should stop this or the UK should opt out of the euro. And more than likely, the UK will probably opt out of the euro. If that happens, You think we had turmoil in the markets today? Get ready, buckle your seatbelt. It's going to be a very wild ride.
Wow. I'm, you know, again, I know how that bank works. My limited knowledge, the thing I, and you can help me with this, I never understood was you've got a bunch of bankrupt countries. Okay, they're barely making anything. They can barely make their payments. They go to the bank. They hit the bank up for more money, the Euro bank. Where does the Euro bank go to get money? They go to the bankrupt countries to ask them for more money to loan the other bankrupt country. It's like a vicious circle that never stops.
Or they buy their defaulted securities that are not worthless anything and use it as an asset class to create more money.
Oh,
welcome
gosh.
To the Federal Reserve with what we didn't call quantitative easing.
Do you imagine if I answered I answered questions like this in my economics class in the 70s? They would have given me an F in the class and thrown me out. And now they're doing it.
Okay, truth. I've been saying this for a lot on the radio here. The line of truth has been blurred, unfortunately, in many areas of our society, and this is now happening globally, financially speaking.
Wow.
It used to be 20, 30 years ago, nobody had debt. Credit cards were like taboo.
I know. They're a pox.
And now it's like if you don't have them, you can't check in at a hotel. Can I have your credit card, Mr. Fisher? You know, it's like, no, I don't have a credit card. I use my debit card. You know, so well, it's got to have that special, you know, where you can charge against it and all that kind of stuff. So the world has evolved into debt is a good thing, credit is a good thing, and if you don't have it, you're not in the know. And but it's now coming. We're on the flip side of that. You know, like the wages of sin is death. Or what you sin, you're going to pay for down the road. Now we're paying for the financial sins that we've been doing, saying let's just create a whole bunch of debt with negative interest rate or low interest rate.
David, hold that thought. We got to go to a break because I do believe in capitalism. And it's one of the ways we pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. This is not Friday Night Dancing Music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side Live on GCN, and don't go far. We got a lot coming up, seriously. A lot coming up in the next couple of hours. You don't want to miss any of it. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much enjoy the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. My next guest, very smart man. knows about the markets. He understands how money flows. He understands the gold and the silver markets. And it isn't just a movie. It's not just a guy that's sucking all the gold up all over the world. This is real stuff, people. I've had people send me emails sometimes. It's like we're trying to scare you into buying gold or silver or anything like that. That's not it at all. That piece of paper that you have in your hand someday could only be worth a light to light your cigar. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's about all it could be worth at some point in time. But gold has never really been worth less. And I would say the same thing with silver, but the guy that really has a clue, because don't listen to me. I don't have a clue. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Well, I'm looking at my fingers here, and they don't look like they have any gold on them. So, but thank you for the big compliment and the big build-up. Sorry to let your listeners down. I'm real human. I'm on the real side, and I put my pants on with one leg at a time. But I know, I strive to, I guess my gold Midas touch would be knowing what's going on in the global economies.
That's passion. Let's be honest about it. We've all got our talents, if you would. We've all got the areas that we've sat down, we've learned about, we know. Some people say they know stuff, they don't know anything, but you know, I've had my listeners who have called and spoken to your company and I think even you personally have told me that you've made them feel very comfortable. They don't feel like they're being pushed to buy anything. You know, it's a big deal for some of them. And that's what it is. You've got to get somebody who is doing this for all the right reasons, knows the markets, understands it, and can actually help you. And I believe you're that kind of man. I don't believe that you're just trying to push gold on people just because it puts a few bucks in your pocket.
As long as you don't push that recording right at the beginning when you said, "Hey, you two dimwits," you know, I'm not referring to you and I. You know.
No. But, you know, we were talking about Germany and Europe, and it's really funny because as little as a year ago, we were being told that we needed to be more like Europe, we needed to, you know, mirror the European economy, and that Germany was doing such a great job. Not so much, huh?
I don't think I want to pay our central bank to buy their debt, and that's what's going on in Germany today. So, you know, debt is becoming the issue, and that's where the globe is headed, and we're going to have some sort of a financial calamity. Forget the people who are talking about gold. If you set me aside, there's lots of people that are coming out who are saying this now. Billionaires, hedge fund managers, even the former Bank of England, the governor, Mervyn King, is saying it. This is not going to work. So it'll work for a short period of time. Wow. And I'm going to speculate 4 months, 6 months, maybe a year, but we're going to have some major financial calamity if they don't get this thing under control. And it doesn't look like there's no plan to get it under control because the new norm is low interest rates or negative interest rates. But that's only going to last for a few period of time. I think we're going to see interest rates start to rise. And that's what the Fed is trying to do. They're trying to raise rates, but they're not going to do that, in my opinion, this month or next month, even though they alluded to that in February. They're going to raise rates in June. Now they're not. I think that's off the table. But there are some people from the Fed, like Dallas Fed Chairman Richard Fisher, wants to raise rates, and he chimed in recently. And by the way, no relationship to me, spells his name different. He said this last week. Listen to this. Quote, "I would prepare when they move, and I hope they move sometime in June. They'll be settling in of the marketplace. There will be a correction. Suck it up. Deal with it."
Oh.
That's reality. Quote, unquote.
I kind of like the suck it up, buttercup kind of thing. You know, do you really think it was going to be like this forever? Yeah, it seems like every time the Fed talks about any kind of market change, it goes into a tizzy. So even the investors know there's an issue, right?
Well, the Fed has lost credibility, and that's where we're at. And something happened that I discovered here in my research. I have a lot of guys on my team that do this research. In fact, we've been talking about the problem in the bond market and researching it, and now we're starting to come out with the public problems of the new bond market, not just Germany, but we ironically, and I'm going to – Your listeners are going to think I'm really weird in a second, but I had a meeting here yesterday at 3:30 with my team. It wasn't a scheduled meeting. I just brought them in to my office, and I have a fairly nice large office, and I said, "Something's brewing. I can feel it in my spirit. I can't put my finger on it, but..." And there's a guy named John that has been doing this in my industry in precious metals for 28 years, and he's a big asset to my company as far as the research. And he's been sharing a lot of articles with me what's going on in the bond market. And he says, "Yeah, I think it's going to be the bond market." And ironically, here the very next day this morning, this is what happens. But the Fed is losing credibility because here's what happened. Here's the stupidity and the reality of this. The day that the Fed, December 18th of last year, raised the rates a quarter of a point, we had massive upheaval in the markets. The Dow dropped 1,500, 2,000 points in 2 weeks. Remember that?
Right. Yes, I do. Okay.
But the day that they raised rates, the federal fund rate, Janet Yellen came out and said that the economic signs are showing recovery and we're in sound economic environment. That same day, though, check this out. The industrial production contracted for the first time. This is the major indicator. It's a significant shift as factory output is one of the largest, most reliable economic accounts in existence of looking at fundamentals. The appearance of this now negative number was in the headlines as the Federal Reserve was raising rates, and this moving south, this industrial production number, is reserved as almost exclusively for recession. So here the Fed was saying, everything's all good and fine, putting lipstick on the pig, when the major economic indicator for recession changes that same day as recessionary.
Wow.
So the Fed clearly doesn't know what the heck they're going to do, but I'm going to make a prediction. We're going to go no more higher interest rates for my prediction is 3 months, maybe the end of the year, and then they're going to start raising rates, and they want to get to 3.5% in 2 to 3 years. I think they're going to hit that target, but once they get there, they're not going to be able to stop, and we're going to have much higher interest rates, and we're going to have an inflationary environment because they got to deal with the debt somehow, and this is how they deal with it, or they do this bail-in thing, or they devalue their currency and just keep printing. But this thing's not going to work forever, so they got to change the game, and the game changer is coming. I can feel it. Big investors feel it. Billionaires are saying it's coming, but it's not going to be good.
Now, David, I'm reading articles, and again, I use different indicators when I talk on the show about the average family, and their credit card debt is rising. Credit cards are being whipped out like you're dealing a deck of cards at the 21 table in Vegas, and people are using them. They're running them up like crazy. So, and that tells me that people are frustrated. They want stuff for their homes. They want stuff for themselves. I don't think it's all a self-discipline issue. I really think that people are like, I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of not having. And when this bubble comes or when this turn comes, we're going to have a problem, aren't we?
Of course, because when they raise rates, the cost of living is going to go up. The cost to service debt is going to go up, and that's what caused and triggered some challenges as one of a couple things that triggered the challenges back in 2008. Anytime you overextend yourself or what we call leverage money, that's going to come home to roost, and that's what this is all about. The banks are more leveraged today than they were in 2007, 2.5 times more. And so this whole thing that they implemented called the Dodd-Frank Act that was supposed to implement bank from doing that insane things through the derivative market, they've had free ride for the last 7 years, and they never were reined in. And so we're going to pay for the results of living on a free ride. And you can't have a low interest rate environment forever without the ramifications on the backside of this. And so this is where we're going. And unfortunately, it affects the consumer more than anybody because that they're putting this now, the economy, on the backs of the consumers. And that's why they're going to possibly even, we might even see interest rates go down a little bit to force that money out of a bank account and go have you go spend it because you're saying, I'm not going to get anything anyway. And if they're going to charge me, well, I don't want to keep the money in the bank. So they're going to force the consumer to do more buying here and possibly more getting into more
right.
debt.
We got to go to break. We don't want to listen to you. I don't watch the clock. It's too important to watch the clock, but apparently the way I pay for the show is to watch the clock. So you're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far. Coming back with David Fisher. You don't want to miss this. Come on back.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You know, sometimes I don't do drugs. But sometimes I feel like I'm on cocaine when I hear all these numbers and all these things and what's going on. And you got to be, it just comes at you at a million miles an hour. I don't know how they expect you, well, they don't expect you to wrap your mind around it. Otherwise, they're going to get it past you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with, to have you with me. We've also become part of Red State Talk Radio. So you may want to tune in there from time to time. Check us out there as well. So you can find us all over the GCN Live. You can find us on 31 different stations across the country, but you got to head over to my website. Check that out. There's a station list there on the website as well, and on Red State Talk Radio. Anyway, I want to get right back to my guest because I'm always fascinated. I think I'm fascinated by money because I don't have it, but I'm always fascinated by how money flows. David Fisher, he's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure when he's on with me. And David, thanks for being with me.
Never done the cocaine thing. Don't want to do the cocaine, but I will take some Pepto-Bismol now that you let Nancy Pelosi talk. Shame on you, Joe.
Okay. Well, got to do something to wake you up, right? They hear her voice, and they're like, oh, my God, is she in the house? And you know what, David? She's one of mine. She's part of my tribe, Pelosi. I'm going, come on, please tell me it's by marriage. And somebody said, no, it's not. She's Italian. I went, ugh. My grandfather's rolling over his grave on this one.
Yeah, call the mafia, the Italians. Get them out there and take care of this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, if we were in Boston, it'd be a different story. We wouldn't be having these issues anyway.
Right.
The, so, you know, during the break, I'm going to charge people to listen during the break because that's when the best conversations happen. But, you know, I was talking about credit and telling you about my concern. And then you talked about the issue or the possible issue with 401ks. Tell us about that.
Well, on the 20th of May, Bloomberg News, mainstream media, financial news, Ted Bannon, who's the father of 401ks, comes out and he's the one that is regarded as the one who created the plan. He's reflecting on his creation and he wasn't happy. In fact, there's some points he says that it's turned into a monster. And he laments that 401ks have become so complicated, so expensive, and rife with opportunities for mistakes. And there was lots of articles that have been done on this. Forbes magazine did an extensive article on it and saying that the fee structure, check this out, for 401ks over the lifetime of the plan is greater, taking 60% of the value of the plan away in fees. So that's a lot. So imagine if you had made $100,000 in the market, they take $60,000 because that's the fee structure over the lifetime plan of the 401k. You get $40,000 left. This is, and I'm using the numbers from Forbes magazine. So there's a problem, and it's hard to understand what you should invest in, and that's what the father of the 401k says. But he gives us the great solution. I'm going to talk like Nancy Pelosi in a second.
God. Don't do that.
Let's let the government handle it. We don't need to read it. Just let them handle it, okay?
Yeah.
So he says this. He proposes that the federal government should offer a fund that is 50% stocks and the other 50% should be U.S. bonds. Like, German bonds will charge you. They even have a name for it called the fund. And he says, if they don't choose anything in the fund, let's force every 401k person to automatically own the federal fund. So check this out, how this goes in hand with the report that I've been in this fourth edition called The Coming Bail-In. I've said, reporting the article in the Wall Street Journal saying that the bail-in for America is they take 56 to 71% because they need to support the U.S. dollar, U.S. bonds. Let's put the pieces of the puzzle together really quickly. We have the biggest sell-off in the U.S. dollar in the history of our country, according to the Treasury reporting this, since they've been collecting data since 1978. So somebody's got to hold the dollar. Interest rates are low. There's no incentive to hold the dollar. We have the highest debt structure in the history of our country. And they think that this idea we should follow in the footsteps of 14 other countries, do this bail-in. And now we have the 401k father saying, let's let the government manage it, and let's put 50% of it in government funds. This is a parallel in confirming everything what has been moving this direction, and this is now coming out in mainstream media. The father of the 401k is saying, this is a good idea. Let the government manage your money, and we'll support the dollar. We'll support the debt. Doesn't matter what the interest rate is, because this is the patriotic thing to do, and this is why I'm advising roll over a portion of your money into precious metals. Stocks have gone up 1% to 2% this year. Metals are up 15%. They'll probably need another 15% to 20% this year. We're in a bull market. Get your money out of harm's way. They flip the switch because this is what Obama's plan is, because he set all this up under his leadership. Then you're protected, and because you have physical gold in your hands, in your retirement, without a tax liability. You heard me right. That's how it works. And I've been preaching this thing till the cows come home, and a lot of people have been doing very well in this and having peace of mind. And that's what really this is about, getting your money protected.
Wow. I, and you know, people are living, whether you want to hear it or not out there, people are still living week to week, and some people even having to, you know, take money on their credit cards to make that mortgage payment or what have you still. So I don't want to hear about how great the economy is, people. I don't want to hear from some of you who think that the guy sitting in that office has done a wonderful job right now, because people, the economy is fragile and homes, people are fragile. Especially, what was it, 2 weeks ago, we had a jobs report of 38,000? That's not like just a bad report. That's like, exponentially, it's like falling into the volcano, for God's sakes. That's how bad it was. So I'm in agreement with something you said earlier, which is I am waiting for, something's going to happen. Something's going to hit this economy hard, and it's going to be tough for us again.
Well, people feel it in their spirit. You don't have to tell that to anybody. They sense it. There's a knowing that is confirming this. They just might not be able to put their finger on what will trigger it, or how severe it will be, or how less severe it will be. But they feel it. They feel it's going to affect them, and it's going to be out of their control of stopping it. Because the reality is, I can't change our leaders.
Right.
I can't change the Federal Reserve. I can't tell them to stop the nonsense and quit printing money and quit going into debt. They're not going to listen to that. And they're not going to back our currency by gold, but I can do that for myself, and I can live within my own means, and I can, you know, do the right thing and have integrity and tell the truth and do all those things and not say one thing when the numbers report different, like Janet Yellen just did last December. You know, we don't do those things. You don't live that way. I don't live that way. But unfortunately, I guess we would have nothing to talk about if the world lived that way. So, but I'd rather have it that way. Of course, then I think where we're going would be the streets of gold. It wouldn't be on Earth.
I know.
Human nature involved, I guess.
Pavement there. But here's the other side of this, too, is that people, you know, I'm talking to a young man the other day who also senses there's something up. And he says, why am I going to go into debt? Why would I finish college? Why would I? I'm hearing about all this doom and gloom and everything. I said, look, if you make the right investments, you'll be fine. Ultimately, you'll be fine. And I don't want people to think we did all this to segue into this, but gold and silver, those are good places to invest your money to make sure you've got some kind of value should everything else hit the fan, right?
Never seen gold go to zero, silver go to zero. Talk about Enron, WorldCom Wireless. I can name all kinds of stocks, and I have people that I know personally that have bought metals that have got involved in it. And usually one crisis or calamity, all it takes is to say, I need to diversify. I'm not saying put all your money into gold and silver, but I'm saying have an insurance policy. Get properly financially protected, because there is a coming global problem. And it could come sooner rather than later, and I'd rather have my insurance 2 years earlier than 2 days late.
I agree. I think people just need to be smart about it. They need to they need to pay attention to what's going on around them. I'm amazed how many people just think it'd be another hour to another show. I'm just amazed how many people really don't pay attention to what goes on around them, and it infuriates me. But Dave, if people want to get involved with you, if they want to find out what's going on, because you got to get informed, and I realize that, you know, somebody handing over money to you just to make a transaction, they've got to feel comfortable, they've got to get informed. How do they get in touch with you?
They can call us at our number, 844-715-7311, or they can hit our website, landmarkgold.com. I won't move forward unless they feel comfortable and they understand, because I got to feel comfortable about this, too. And that's where I have somebody bigger to answer to than the client that's across the table or on the other end of the phone. That's how this set of ethics we operate by. But if you don't take care of your money now, it's not going to be there to take care of you. And, you know, gold is like in a chameleon, and it's now moving in many, many asset classes to say it's a hedge of protection. It's a hedge against uncertainty. It is a great asset to hold during times of inflation, currency devaluation, or government seizure of assets called the bail-in. But it's also a great investment. It's the number one asset class as far as that goes. And so I encourage people to get educated. And then once they get their eyes open, then they're smart enough to do what they want to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think if people are informed and they feel comfortable with the information they're getting, I do think that people make good decisions. But, you know, a lot of people make knee-jerk decisions because they see something coming down the pike. They don't have anybody to turn to, and they just start – jerking things around. And, you know, I have friends of mine that bought gold when they heard the sky was falling, and they bought it at $18. I mean, $1,800, you know, an ounce. And now they're sitting there scratching their heads going, okay, I didn't talk to anybody. I did it all on my own. I said, yeah, that's what you get. Got to talk to an expert. Anyway, we got to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up. Don't go far. Seriously, don't go far. I mean, we're going to celebrate Flag Day. We'll be back in a minute.